Hello everyone, my name is Maricela and I'm very happy, feeling very privileged to be here with you. Our session is entitled, as you can see, Moving Toward Equitable Community Building, Combating Neoliberal Racist and Classist Ideals and Practices. So this is a framework for this session. Our session was organized by several people, Ashley Batchelor, Clara Aljani Aldrin, myself, Milka Munoz, Sabria Linton. We're all here except for Sabria, who was unable to make it. So I'm just going to frame the presentations and we'll look forward together to how each presentation sort of takes it up and take it into their own area of interest. So just to frame it, neoliberalization, so we're just all on the same page of what this is. Some people like to call it capitalism with the gloves off. Why? Well, because it's not that we haven't been doing some public-private partnerships in the past. It's not that we haven't been not fully regulating the market for the public good, but we're in an era now where we have a global penetration that's making it a little bit more different. There's virtual capital involved that makes it a little bit more nasty. And actually, Sassen suggests that it's more brutal because it results in expulsion in a way that we haven't seen in the past. To remind you that there are some scholars who want to look at neoliberalism as a process, as an action. So the neoliberalization of community building, for example, the neoliberalization of medicine, the neoliberalization of the economy, the neoliberalization of education. And so I think it would behoove us actually to think about it in this way, because when we think about action, we might think about ways that we can act in order to change those actions. It's not just some kind of thing up there that's going on. There are actions that can be challenged with other methods, with organizing and with policy. It's path dependent, meaning that what came before is going to determine how it plays out. And so we must know the history in order to know why it's acting in that way. And that history is broad. It can be race, it can be class-based, it can be gender-based. So we must know the history that neoliberalism and the neoliberalization plays out in, because it does affect it. It'll look differently depending on the history of the place that it's taking part in. And it's a process of creative destruction. It's a process of destroying things and recreating something, not necessarily for the benefit of the public good. And that it occurs via strategies. I like this quote very much because I think it gets to the heart of it. The creation of this neoliberal system has entailed much destruction, not only of prior institutional frameworks and powers, but also of divisions of labor, social relations, welfare provisions, technology mixes, ways of life, attachments to the land, habits of the heart, ways of thought, and the like. So it's a process that really has really embodied and has the ability to therefore destroy if we don't address it. And I think we'll go on from here. This table offers examples of how this destruction occurs and the creation occurs, and offers, if you look in the very right column, the different ways that the places it can take place in development, in education, in academia, where we see more corporatization of the academic spaces, in recreation, in schools. It's really just everywhere. And so our panelists today will offer us examples in the way they understand and they've been working with how neoliberalization plays out. I'll introduce them all initially, and then they'll come up and we'll offer one question after each panel presents, and afterward we'll open up for discussion. We're really hoping to have a vibrant discussion because we know there's a lot of expertise in the room. Just because you're not here, it doesn't mean you're not an expert. Just happens to be this group. Maybe next year it will be four or five of you from sitting out there in the audience. Our first presenter is Clara Aljani Aldrin. Clara recently graduated from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, with honors, with a BA in Health Administration and Policy, and she's in the process of applying for a graduate school. Over the past year, she's worked as a research assistant at Social Health Concepts and Practice in Baltimore, Maryland, which focuses on looking at community building, health disparities, and health. Our second presenter will be Jason Craig. Jason is a PhD student working with the Center for Research in Nutrition and Health Disparities at the University of South Carolina. His current work explores the use of personal and collective action stories as they support grassroots organizations in recruiting members and allies for creating a more equitable food and nutrition system. And our third set of panelists, we have three people presenting for the third presentation. It's a truly socialist process going on up here. Is three folks from the Radical Public Health. And the first presenter will be Wesley Uplin, then Allison Goldstein, and then Tiffany Ford, and all from the Radical Public Health at the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health. And this organization works to expand the bounds of public health in identifying and eliminating the many forms of oppression and violence that contribute to health inequities. And so, with no further ado, I welcome our first presenter.